Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce in association with the Worcester Telegram, sponsored by Worcester Airport and Fidelity Bank. And we are very pleased to be joined now by the chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, doing well. And we have, we've been talking to people this morning, including Tim Murray, president and CEO of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, about the PPP program and the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program, about how the SBA involvement. We've been talking about it, of course, Ed, over these last weeks. It's really, people are have got a lot of questions about it right now, because I think they're really looking at this forgiveness element of the program, and people want to make sure that they are doing this correctly, that they get their loan converted into a grant if that is possible. So I know that it's been confusing for many small businesses with PPP loans. What can you tell us about the changes and what people need to know?
Well, you characterize it very well. I know we've talked about this a few times in the last month in the effort to just, raise awareness about the particularly difficult aspects of it, always knowing that it was very fluid. And speaking of fluid, just last Friday, the president signed a new bill called the Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act of 2020 to try to, resolve some of the hot spots from the original plan. And, these were really substantial changes that were made in this sense. And the good news that all of these changes were designed to help, relieve some of the pressure. And I think the issues, the primary focus here was it expanded how much time they have to spend the funds and how long of a period of time they have to use them, and also what mix of expenditures would qualify for forgiveness. So, but I know we're going to talk about this a bit this morning, but what we've learned in the last 9 weeks, and I just want to emphasize this a couple of times today, is it's still fluid. The law was passed, but now the SBA needs to go and build procedures and policy and guidelines to administer the law. So, I'm going to share as much as I know today, but I just encourage people to keep their eyes and ears open, talking to their advisors about as this unfolds. But a lot of good changes here.
So good changes. So small businesses are going to be happy with these new developments. And what else do people in small business need to know?
Well, let's go with the extended period of time. So prior to this new bill, businesses had a window of 8 weeks from the time they received their loan to spend the money on what they call qualified expenses in order to be forgiveness, to get forgiven. And right now, tomorrow would be 8 weeks for the first loan that we closed. Somewhere this week, maybe not tomorrow, but so it would have been right up to now people started to apply for forgiveness. And, for some companies that was okay. But for companies that could not deploy the money because there were restrictions on hiring people back because the state, health restrictions wouldn't let them, that was going to be a problem. So Congress knew this, as time went on, they got, reached out to the constituents and they extended that to 24 weeks. Now that's dramatic. And that we don't have all the details yet, but we anticipate that's going to create a lot more flexibility. The other thing that was important and loosened up was originally it was 75% of the loan proceeds had to be spent on payroll. That has been reduced to 60%. So that allows borrowers to use up to 40% of their loans on other qualified expenses, such as interest on certain mortgages, rent on certain lease agreements, qualified utility payments, and the like. So those are big positives.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Ed Manzi, chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, and talking about these changes and welcome changes that have come to the PPP and ways in which people can get these converted over to some grants, and people just want to make sure that they're doing everything correctly. Does it matter, Ed, if you're in phase one or if you're in phase four as we start to get reopened here in the Commonwealth, or people who have been reopening? Maybe you were able to reopen your retail store, or maybe your restaurant was able to put some chairs outside and get reopened this week. Is that different than if you're in phase four?
Well, I think, that's another great question that this law tried to contemplate. which is the original law had if there was a rehiring of your employees, it had to happen by June 30th. And, you know, June 30th is right around the corner, and you just point out there are some businesses that can't open yet. So this is extended to December 31st, allowing businesses much more time to restore any reductions in their workforce, which as you know, is significant, because what happens if you can't, the forgiveness amount will be reduced if the businesses have lower number of employees or if they reduce wages and they couldn't get it back to where it was. So I think that's an important point. And then it sounds like they're going to provide additional lenience, like what they call a safe harbor for reductions if they're unable to hire people back because of compliance with guidelines related to COVID-19. So those are good examples of, you know, the details haven't been worked out yet. You know, it's going to be a pretty elaborate application process for forgiveness, as you can imagine. So those details are being worked out. But again, they're contemplating this, the realities, in a way that they, frankly, it's not a criticism. They put this out really quickly to get the money in the hands, and now they're trying to, you know, do the next phase, which makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and now the act includes a lot of changes, and as you said, it can be expected. What are some of the questions that you may be getting at the bank? I mean, as people are calling up about some of these significant changes what are the ones that people want to know the most about, or maybe have the most questions about?
Well, there was a one thing that came up was the new law has a 5-year maturity instead of a 2-year maturity. And they ask, you know, does that apply to me? And it's really, that applies to a loan that we make after if there's a new loan we're making after June 5th, the existing loans those terms don't change. But the most common thing is, like, how do I do this? You know, what are the forms? Where do I go? And when can I do it? So, you know, we're gearing up. That's what we're spending our time on now. We're trying to get as smart as we can. We have the same team of people that built the front end for the applications to, you know, I think we told you before, we have over 400 loans, $550 million. So we're trying to work on an automated way to help the clients, you know, on an online portal that guides our clients through the application process. And even since we started that 3 weeks ago, it's changing because the rules are changing. So forgiveness is just a huge part of the process that really, really important. It's pretty complex, and, you know, we're going to stay on top of it. But I can encourage all your listeners and all of our clients to stay tuned. You know, they can go to their accounting and legal advisors along the way for sure. But, it's going to require a little bit more patience here to get this locked in. And, you know, that's what we're focused on, so we can be, you know, ready to handle it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And as you said, you guys are gearing up to handle this influx of forgiveness applications. Is there, besides rolling up the sleeves, I mean, is there anything else that you really do, or is there any help that the government or the SBA or somebody offers to help you sort of gear up?
Well, yeah, again, I think everyone's working hard to communicate well, and the SBA is doing the best they can, the Treasury. So I think what I like, one of the best resources we have is and you can get it through our website at fidelitybankonline.com. We have a PPP forgiveness page, but that, you know, the link there goes to SBA.gov, and they do an update of frequently asked questions, which come from real people all over the country, and say, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And so, you know, we check that every day. And that's where we get a lot of clarity. And then we try to update our website, and, you know, we push out to our clients what we're learning as we go. So there's no substitute for grinding it out and staying focused.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. You just mentioned this, but the best place for people to go to find out more information, just keep in contact with Fidelity.
Yeah, fidelitybankonline.com is our website, and right on the homepage, there's a box there for the PPP program, which you can click through and get to our frequently asked questions. And obviously, you know, a lot of folks have relationships with our professional, you know, colleagues in the bank. They're talking to them all the time. So, you know, obviously just pick up the phone or email them, and, you know, that's happening every day.